Good morning. This morning, suppose Sophia have to share, but because last night she ate some drug, so has a stomach problem, and then also today she must get a small surgery. So I she called me, and I said, yes, you need to take a rest. And then after I promised her to take this job, then last night I cannot sleep because think about what should I share. Of course, for me, share in Indonesia is not difficult, but share in English, I need time to collect all difficult words. So this morning, I try to share what I get from the Word of God. Let us pray before we read it. Lord Jesus, thank you. You give us the Word so we can read and meditate it. And we believe that the Word give us strength so we know how to live in this world. Even in the midst of suffering, we still can get joy from you, Father. Thank you. And we pray that Holy Spirit come with us so we do not only just understand, but we can keep this word and do it in our life. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Let us open again James chapter 1, verse 2, 3, 4. Yesterday, Pastor Sam Kim shared from this verse. When he shared from this verse, then I get something from these verses. That is why I want to share to you this morning. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect works, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. We know that this verse, or the book of James, was written by James. Jesus has two disciples called James. One, James, brother of John. And then the second, James, is brother of Jesus, the same blood with Jesus. This one, James, brother of Jesus, not brothers of John. Because James, brothers of John, died early when we read the book of Acts. This is the second James. Who is James? Among other apostles, James, popular as a church leader. He is not a missionary. Let us see from the book of Galatians, chapter 1, verse 19. I read from verse 18. Then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to see Peter and remain with him 15 days. But I saw no one of the other apostles except James, the Lord's brother. James, he's not a missionary. He is a church leader. So, although he's not a missionary, but he has heart for every Christian around the world at that time. That is why James tried to write a letter to them. In James 1, verse 1, James, a bond servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, to the 12 tribes with scattered abroad greeting. So, although James stay at Jerusalem, but his heart is for all Christians around the world. Same with us this morning. Although we stay in Hong Kong, in this place, but our heart is around the world. That is why we came here for prayer. Amen? Yeah. Although we are here, but our heart around the world. So prayer make us go abroad for other people. Same with James. James want to do something for every Christian at that time. As a church leader, he got many news from local church, because church leader come to Jerusalem, share, and James collect. And then when James hear local church news, and then James know what happened with them. One big problem at that time, that many Christians suffer. What kind of suffering? They suffering because they are Christian. As a Christian at that time, they have two enemy. One enemy come from government, Roman Empire doesn't like them. Number two, enemy from majority, Jewish people, doesn't like that. Doesn't like them. So, the situation almost same with Indonesian sister. When Indonesian sister come back to the country, they have two problems. Problem from government, and then problem from their neighbor. They don't like them because they are Christian. Of course, this kind of problem, you may not have it. You are free as a Christian in this country. Nobody attack you, nobody hit you, or nobody make some discrimination to you. So, maybe some of you think, oh, that is why this person is not fit to me. I don't have this kind of problem. But let me tell you, although the situation not same with us in this time, but I believe we still can get profiting from trial. What kind of profiting? Let me give you some example. You know that SP want to move to a bigger place. Yeah. Because want to move to bigger place, we need more money. When Pastor Sam shared this, and then everybody hear this sharing. If we want to give or to offer some money, that's mean problem for us. Is it right? You have some problem, Nelly, when you give some money? For some people, problem. What I mean is, of course, our offering, I talk something bigger, not smaller. If we just give open wallet and then 200, that's no problem. But when we write down 200,000, and then not Hong Kong, but U.S., of course, this is a big money. And then forgive this 200,000, we must minimize our expense. From now on, no buffet, no lunch buffet at Shangri-La, because every time must 300. So every lunch time, only Cafe de Coral, $30 enough. From now on, no branded clothes, only $50. From now on, no good shoes, only sales shoes. Brother and sister, when we change this style, we think, oh my God, so suffer. everybody looked down for me. This one example. Few years ago, when I was in Jakarta, I encouraged church member to extend our church building. At that time, we need 1 billion rupiah. 1 billion rupiah, same around one million Hong Kong dollar. For Indonesian people, 1 billion rupiah is quite big. It's quite big. And then we have 30 million rupiah. 30 million rupiah. And I said to my wife, I will lead a tour to Israel. I'm free because I'm the leader. So we use this $30 million to bring you. So I won't go to Israel with my wife. And my wife told me, no. You go by yourself, and this 30 millions, we put it as an offering for church building fund. And I said, really? Yes, you do it. And then we put this $30 million. The consequence is my wife cannot go with me. This is a suffering, what I mean. You cannot go with your husband. Your husband go and you stay at the church. This is a suffering. So, but after my wife gives this $30 million, one day, the tour leader called me. Pastor Slamet, prepare 2 more passports from your family. And I said, why I should prepare? They didn't join. And they said, your group people from 15 became 40. That means you can get free 2.5 people. 2.5 people. And I said, if 2.5 people, my family 4. That means I miss 1.5. And then the tour said, yeah, you must pay half and then you try to get another one. You know what happened after that? After that, I have one ministry to East Kalimantan. And then one of my friends told me, I'm sorry, Pastor Slamet, I cannot go with you. But I really, really want to go. You take this money, so you pay for your family. So I get one. And then another person give me half. So at that time, we 4 people can go together to Israel. Brother and sister, this kind of suffering, you can get it when you do for God. Like what? Like Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. We suffer because we seek the kingdom of God and righteousness. That is why yesterday I was very happy to see Monica come back. The one who prayed for her comeback is me. He left Australia, come to Hong Kong, and joined with SP to do ministry. This kind of job is unpopular. You know, now in my hometown in Indonesia, young people, they don't like work in the church. They said working in the church is unpopular. But if nobody wants to work at the church, how can the church grow wing? So when I see Monica left and come back, and I say, Monica will be blessed by the God. You should say amen. Amen. Because the Bible says, seek the kingdom and righteousness, and God should add it to you. So, we still can get blessing from God, even we do not live in Muslim country, or in North Korea, or in the Middle East, because we still can seek the kingdom of God in our life. So, what kind of blessing we get from the God? We come back to see the book of James. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trial, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience, and let patience have its perfect works. Okay, how can I explain these three versions into one example? Last night I read the book, and then I get the simple example. These three versions, we can see if anybody of you have ever seen how to make a sword. Have you ever seen how to make a sword? When you want to make a sword, for example, this is a steel. You must burn it till red color. After you burn till red color, you must heat the steel. Heat the steel so we can so thin. Became so thin. If not thin, then you must burn again, become red, and then hit again. So became so thick. So the word of produce patient is like that. So we are the steel, and then trial is like a fire. And then we send to the fire so that we become a good sword. The good sword. That is why in verse 4, let the patience have its perfect work. From trial, God wants to send us become a perfect. Sometimes we are not thinking about that. We just won't be a perfect in the midst of people. But we never think we also can be a perfect in the midst of God. Daniel have excellent spirit. Why? Because he want to do something big to God. God also want us to be perfect. Let us open Matthew chapter 5. Verse 48. Therefore, you shall be perfect just as your Father in heaven is perfect. How can we be perfect? We be perfect when we seek the kingdom of God, when we face so many problems and we still keep on faith. Number two, how can we get blessing? You know, in Romans chapter 8, verse 28, and we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to His purpose. Work together. When we have problem, God works together with us. some Christians, they knowledge about God only half part. What I mean half part? They just think that Jesus is powerful. Because Jesus is powerful, Jesus can remove every problem on his life. Of course, I believe this kind. But in another side, we must also believe that Jesus already passed all problems. That is why Jesus wants to teach us to go with him to solve our problem. That means he do not remove automatically our problem, but he wants go with us to solve this problem. When we seek the kingdom of God, we have many, many problems. We think, we do, sometimes we cry. But the Bible said, God worked together with us. Amen? Number three, and then the last one. Let us open 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 7. Chapter 4, verse 17. For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Even in this time, because we seek the kingdom of God, we get nothing. It's okay. It's okay. But we will get it in eternal. One missionary, my friend told this story to me. He left family, go to small part in Africa. And then after ministry a few years, he come back to United States. The same time, in that airplane, there are United States sportsmen. So when the airplane land, so many people say, hey, hey, hey. For whom? For the sportsmen. Because there are some champion men inside. And then this missionary, very sad. Why? Nobody say, yeah, 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 yeah. You are a good missionary. You are a good missionary. Nobody. And then he cried. He cried. And then suddenly, he heard a voice and said, my son, you are not finished. You are still in the world. Let's wait for a few moments. When you come back, you get the crown of glory. Brother and sister, sometimes we don't get anything because we seek the kingdom of God in this world. But don't lose your faith. We haven't finished. So keep going. Do the best. Seek the kingdom of God. Even you must die for this. Amen. Monica will lead us in worship. We can meditate it, this version, and ask God, ask ourselves, God, what I have to do to seek your kingdom during my life in the world.
Oh, before you, Lord. You hold my world in the palm of your hand, and I am yours forever. Jesus, I believe. And Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing with all I am. I walk with you. I walk with you wherever you go, through tears and joy, I'll trust in you, and I will live in all of your ways and your promises forever. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I belong to you. You're the reason that I live, the reason that I sing. Jesus, I believe in you. Jesus, I
for ourselves, that we never lose faith because of problem when we follow Jesus. Even in the hardest time, we never give up. We know that we are not alone. God walks with us. He lead us in victory way. If you remember one, two, or three of your friends who left God
because of suffering, you pray for them. Pray for them that God bring them come back. In other things, this morning, I want you also pray yourself and ask God, what kind of kingdom of God that I will during my life in the world? Every Christian, every believer must have their own ministry. Because through ministry, they will kingdom of God. God bless us so we can be a blessing for other people. And now we want to pray together. We pray that Solomon Porch is blessing by God, so be a blessing for many people. We pray that every mission work that Solomon Porch do it for God. We pray together. Lord Jesus, we would like to thank you. Thanks for using SP as your vessel, as your tools, as your partnership in build God kingdom, not only in this place, but in many, many places. We pray for mission field that you already bring to SP. Mission field at Phoebe, mission field at Philippines, at Bhutan, Cambodia, and many, many places. We pray that you bless SP so SP can do more mission field to bring people come to you to glorify your name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We pray for our church leader, pastor, house church leader, and board of member, elder. We pray for them, so God will use them as our leader in this place. We pray that Holy Spirit always lead them, so when they make a planning, they make it according God's will. Let us pray together. Bapa di surga, Father, we pray for our leader, bishop, pastor, elder, house church leader. We pray for them so that God can use them. When they lead us, they lead it according your will. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. We also pray for people around the world who suffer because of Christ. Maybe they are our sister and brother in North Korea, in Middle East, in Indonesia, in Pakistan, in everywhere who suffer because of Christ. We pray that Holy Spirit can give them strength so they can pass this of all trial in their life. Lord Jesus, we pray for our sister and brother in Christ who has suffering because of their faith, who live in North Korea, Middle East, or in Muslim country. We pray that Holy Spirit will guide them, strengthen them, and lead them. And we believe when they are suffering, they are not alone. God always with them. That is why we put them into your hand. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen. Lord Jesus, thank you for this message. Thank you for time that we can pray to you. Thank you for your blessing that you already give to us. And now we will finish this morning prayer. We will go outside. Lead us in build your kingdom through our life. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.